In Western literature, hell has been depicted as either burning hot or biting cold. Now, admittedly, both can be true since we're dealing with an omnipotent god in a place large enough to allow for temperature variation, but one can assume there's an average temperature to hell. So the question, how hot is hell? First, assuming the Christian perspective, we can guess that the vast majority of people are hellbound, since the one thing all versions of Christianity agree on is that few people will make it to heaven through luck, good works, or the assumption of the proper position on a Sunday noon. We also know that everyone who was to escape hell did so during the 3 days after Christ died on the cross, before Mary Magdalene saw him walk out of the tomb. Also, with birth and death rates as they are, and abortion rates falling, we can assume the population of hell will increase exponentially in the foreseeable future. Now, figure out how fast hell is expanding. One would guess that God in his infinite wisdom would have made hell so that it would expand just fast enough to keep up a steady state. But he originally made it to hold just over 250 million demons, and that was all hell was built for. Furthermore, while a few people escaped from hell's clutches, they went straight to heaven with nary a thought of telling us what was going on in another region. So we have no way of knowing hell's size or whether it's expanding. So we need an indirect way of answering the question. Here's mine. I met a Margaret Berry my sophomore year of college and tried to seduce her off and on for 3 years. I still remember her words the night we met. I like you, dear, but it'll be a cold day in hell before I sleep with you. And no longer how I tried, she never did sleep with me. So, excluding the unlikely scenario that we meet again and I get lucky, my guess is that the rapture will come when hell explodes from too many souls and God needs to bring his people into heaven to protect them for the ensuing 7 years of chaos.
Yay!
Thank you.